Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is primarily taken from our Old Testament lesson from Daniel, but also we'll touch on the other two lessons as well. Well, it started back in October. Did you see it? Well, it started going on back then. Been going on for a while. And, well, what do you see? Well, you see different things. And it reminds you of something. You start to hear things, too. In fact, I know in one store, you started hearing things as the background music back on November 12th. And what are you hearing? And what are you seeing? Well, strange things, you know, like seeing trees pop up in stores and more red and white going around. Yeah, you're beginning to understand what I'm talking about here because you're starting to hear, oh, jingle bells and hymns being played in that background music. You know, ornaments are being hung on trees. And what are all these signs of? Christmas, right? Christmas. It's been going on now for quite some time. Before Halloween, in fact. Some stores have been having that up for a while just to make sure that you get that there. In fact, I saw one cartoon the other day. Showed a turkey pointing its feathers at Santa Claus saying, "Stop, fat boy, my holiday first." Funny thing is that as often as you see all these things around here, stuff coming up before Reformation Day, you didn't see anything about Martin Luther saying to the baby Jesus, "Hey, got to put up my 95 theses first before we see you coming again." Nothing like that. But yet, there it is. All signs for us to see. This morning, we're not talking about the celebration of Jesus' birth yet again, but we are talking about Jesus and his return. For what you see as we get towards the end of the church year here, this is the Sunday before that. Next Sunday will be Christ the King Sunday, end of the church year. We have scripture passages that all relate about end times kind of things. And so we're going to take a look at those this morning and see what that means for us. It starts off like this. At that time, there shall be a time of trouble, such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There'll be earthquakes in various places. There'll be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. Well, these events here that have been pointed out here by Jesus in Scripture and our Old Testament lesson as well, all speak about things that are going to happen, are happening. You read about it in the newspapers. You see it in the news feeds there on your phones. You see these events happening, like earthquakes. In fact, they've been going on all the time. Recall the one, though, on Christmas Day, 2004, 9.1 earthquake in Indonesia. Yes, indeed. A couple hundred thousand people were killed that day. Had those great tsunamis that came in. That town, Banda Aceh, right? Remember hearing about that? That name there was, that city was close to the epicenter. Basically wiped off the map when that tsunami came rolling in. Incredible to think about those things kind of happened. What was particularly interesting to me about that particular event was that it changed the shape of the earth for a little bit. So it's kind of like when you have an ice skater spinning around a circle, and as they bring their arms in, they spin faster. So that happened when that earthquake that day. The earth shrunk a little bit. The earth spun faster, and the day was shorter by that day. Amazing. But that's just one of the things that happens. Talking about wars, too. Got the war in Afghanistan. That's been going on for a while now. We send our troops over there, send our troops elsewhere around the world to prevent wars, have them in place in anticipation of wars. All these things are the signs of the end times. And then Jesus goes on and adds some more. He talks about how, well, see that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, "I am he," and they will lead many astray. Here Jesus speaks about many people will be claiming to be him, the Messiah. Had David Koresh a few years ago. Been reading about that in the paper. Well, actually, Jim Jones. He was the one there. You talk about him being a Messiah, leading people astray. David Koresh, Reverend Moon in Korea. All people there claiming to be the Messiah. They're here to do a better job than the original one. But yet, what's happening? People get sucked into that noose. They follow them. They are led astray from the one true Messiah, the Christ, Jesus. But still, in the midst of all these things that Jesus is talking about, these end times kinds of things, he still has a word of encouragement. He says, "Do not be alarmed. These things must take place, but the end is not yet." Why? Why would Jesus say something like that? Well, he tells us because there's still work to be done. And what is that work? Well, that work is talking about witnessing about the one true Messiah, Jesus. Telling others about what you know about Jesus. Telling others that Jesus loves you. Telling others that there is a judgment day that's coming. Telling others that you must believe in Jesus before that judgment day comes. For there is a separation that takes place. But those who believe in Jesus, well, they'll be on the good side, so to speak. They're going to be on the side that gets to go to heaven. Their names are going to be found in that book. The book that Daniel speaks about. The book that we find out is the book of life. And oh, how important that book is. Because those names who are written there in the book of life are those who are going to heaven. They're the ones who, no matter if they died just a few days ago, a few years ago, or thousands of years ago, if they believed in the Messiah who was going to come, or if they believe in the Messiah who has come, like we do, they have eternal life. Now, many don't realize that there is a big difference between those who don't believe about Jesus, such as those who have already died, such as what Daniel speaks about. Many of those who fall asleep in the dust of the earth shall awake to shame and everlasting contempt. The time for believing in Jesus is now. All of these signs and these events, well, they serve a purpose. Now, many would believe that that purpose is what God wants, death and destruction. That's not the case. Not at all. But the purpose of these events, while they are happening and continue to happen, is that it gives a Christian the opportunity to tell others about Jesus while there is still time. It's a truly important task that's been given to us all. So that task is accomplished when you tell your children and grandchildren about Jesus. That task happens when you tell others about what the death of Jesus on the cross means for people. It means that his is the last sacrifice that need be made. For in that sacrifice, his death on the cross, he earned forgiveness of our sins. And oh, how important that is. Because then it makes those words that are shared there in Scripture in our second reading for today, where the Lord God says, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." People need to hear that there truly is a heaven, that there truly is life everlasting. People also need to know that there is a hell as well, and that the fire in hell is worse than the fire that ripped through Paradise, California. Now, while all these things are happening, it also means that it could also happen to us. Take, for example, Hurricane Michael that went up through Florida. 5 LCMS churches were wiped out, 3 of which will not reopen. But again, even though these things happen and can happen to us, we are still encouraged by the writer of Hebrews when he speaks to us today. He says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." And what are we to take away from this? Hang in there. These kinds of things are going to happen to you. They're not going to be pleasant, but yet, he who has promised us with forgiveness of sins and hope of everlasting life is faithful. So in that midst of all of that, do not neglect to come and worship Jesus, as is the habit of some, as it said. So yes, indeed, you need to be in worship regularly. That's what he's talking about here. Because in that way, you can encourage one another with the help that you have received from God, with the comfort that you've received, so that you, in turn, can share that with others. Encourage others with that. Because ultimately, the good win. The reward is great, and you get to go to heaven. Therefore, when you're out shopping and you're thinking, it's not even Thanksgiving yet, and you're seeing Christmas stuff up, well, that's okay. It's a good thing, actually. Why? Because our Savior did come, and He will come again. And that's why we need to remember that the time to believe is now, because the faith that you have now will last for all eternity through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.